The Street Boys of Egypt, October 2010. I carry my camera in a small backpack. It's dangling sloppily from my right shoulder. It is the middle of a hot, hot day. We are in search of something cold to drink. Suddenly, a group of young boys spot us and come running over. They are following us, pestering us to buy their cheap, ugly plastic scarab bracelets. "Lady, lady, lady, only $1 for you, pretty lady," one boy says to me. He looks to be no more than 12 years old. "No, no, what's your name?" I ask in a friendly voice in hopes of distracting him from trying to sell me his junk. "Mohammed," he tells me rather matter-of-factly. "No thanks, Mohammed. My tone is friendly, but my response lets him know that I am not interested." He steps away, but then he continues to follow me, and he points to my backpack. I have a charm attached to one of the zippers on the back, and I just assume Mohammed wants me to give him this charm. I dismiss him, but he insists I acknowledge his concern. He tugs at my arm and points more adamantly now. "Nope, no, you can't have it," I tell him without even looking at him. But then Mohammed and all the others stop and surround themselves around something on the ground. My friend Jonathan stops to see what is so interesting to them. "Bridget, your money fell out of your pack. That's what he's trying to tell you," Jonathan shouts to me. And sure enough, I had not zipped one of my pockets, and a small wad of money fell out. Mohammed tries to warn me, but I ignore him, thinking he was just trying to take something, anything from me. Now, the boys who live on the streets stand guard over my money. I bend down and swoop up and pick up my wad of money as Mohammed beams with satisfaction and relief, and I stand there in admiration, shame, and disbelief.